Anyway, the things, I didn't come to here to become any kind of speaker or anything. That's why brothers didn't include me to be a speaker for young people. But they know I don't know how to speak. But the brothers are there, so when they contact me, I strongly recommended our brother Mike speak. He will speak tomorrow morning. So I'm not avoiding the responsibility. I'm simply not good at it. So sometimes you need to believe what I say. I'm really not good at speaking. So this is nothing new. It doesn't bother me. This is what God given portion called, I'm not good at speaking. So I humbly take it. Actually, I'm happy about that. We all have a different measure, different portion. We just need to be learned. We need to learn to be one with the Lord. Mm-hmm. If the Lord give you a gift to speak, we have to release it. If the Lord give you a gift not to speak, just enjoy, become best listener. But tonight, actually, good speaker require good listeners. If somebody speak, nobody listen to that person, that means that speaking means nothing. So that's why when Brother Lee spoke when he was in ministry, co-workers try their best to become best listeners. Amen. So that speaking brother, listening brother, becoming one, that's how the heaven is opened and ministry is released. It's not just by Brother Witness Lee, but by all the brothers, all the members of the body. So I hope that's the animal. So second thing is, since we don't want to give a message, and this must be our open mutual fellowship. So as I fellowship with the parents, this parents saying, if you have anything to share, it's good to share or ask. We are just free to all. If you have some feeling to share, that means the Spirit is urging you to express something. We respect that. Actually, in just tonight's gathering, the speaking Spirit must have the center. He has the full freedom through us. So one of the practical way to communicate with this number, if you just all of us stand up to share, you're surprised and you just may not be bad. So you express it. Like, how do you express it? Raise your hand. That means everybody knows you have something to share. Can we practice? Okay, let's say you have something to share. What do? Raise your hand. See? Oh, I'm going to share the sentence. No. It is easy, but sometimes we think, how I feel is not that important. It's not true. It is important. Because you serve with the young people, you spend time with the young people, you have some feeling. Otherwise, during this weekend, why you might be here? Because you have a heart and feeling for young people. So in the midst of sharing, if you have anything, please raise your hand. So I'm happy to sit down. And everybody raise your hand. I'm happy to sit down all the way to the end. I may just go home. That may be the best meeting. I remember one meeting, very short time, about 45 minutes, about 45 saints prophesied. So that was one of the Lord's morning meetings in the church. That was the best meeting I've ever been to. Don't misunderstand. I enjoy brotherly speaking. I enjoy brotherly. But enjoyment, 45 saints, almost every saint, like less than 1 minute, release that person, sit next person, young and old, to high school, college student, middle age, you know, 7-year-old, grandpa, grandma. Then I saw that God is among us. Mm-hmm. That's a brotherly dream. Brotherly is not dream. Brotherly is a prayer and desire that by all men's prophesying, God can speak in a corporate way. That's where God is being expressed in a corporate way. So I think this is enough. So why are we come to you tonight? Okay. So thanks. I think we are here, young people, and then everybody got. Did you get something?
Actually, we are sure on the outlines. Yeah. I think some of the parents took 2 or 3. So
yeah.
We are a little short.
Yeah. Sounds like parents. Always something good for husband, good for kids. So can I have our room? I left mine in my room. So you can tell I'm not a good speaker already. Didn't bring on out. Okay. Tonight, we are not covering the point from here. Hopefully, so you're relaxed. It's just pleasant. But we like to read a few key expressions from this. This is a divine utterance spoken through minister of the age. And then this utterance is very, very concise, and touching God's heart and touching our heart. So let's read just Roman numerals, the title and Roman numerals together. See if you can share. How about we read the title together?
The importance of the children and young people's work for the future of the Lord's recovery.
Man. This title has so much in it. This matter of the importance. When the certain thing and certain person is important, something else cannot be important to you anymore. Where is I'm looking for? Oh yeah. When did you get married?
October.
So how long have you been married?
5 months.
You have become a more experienced couple. Is your husband is important to you? Right? Where's Max?
He's
helping with the stuff. Okay. I'm just genuine. His husband is important to you. That means people, regardless who is other than husband, is not as important as your husband. Am I correct? Another young couple? New couple? Ben, your wife is very important?
Yes.
I think you need to speak a little louder then. Avoid any kind of trouble after meeting is over. You're like, yes, like this. Even though he would say, ah, don't be too loud. You know, that's good. Let me ask one more time. Ben, is she really important to you?
Yes.
Okay. Better, but not quite yet. So, brothers, sisters, I'm here, I'm as a learner. I'm really learning how to be with the young people. Actually, I'm not good at it, but I'm just learning to be with young people. The reason we pay the price all the way here, try to eat with them, try to play with them, try to sleep with them, and try to, you know, pour, whatever it is, because they are very important.
Yeah.
They are important in God's eyes. They are important in the church, and they are very important to you. I hope this expression is not too much. Without them, actually, our life sometimes becomes meaningless. Actually, they provide meaning, certain special meaning in our Christian life and church life. In hourly, we think we are shepherding them, but actually, they're being available for us to shepherd them. Actually, they are shepherding us in that way. If we don't have a chance to shepherd them, we may have an easy, comfortable life, right? But actually, deal with them. What's the whole purpose of Christian life? What am I doing in the church today? But because of their existence, the problem they cause in the church life provide meaning for your church life and for your Christian life.
Amen.
Because they're very important. Important to God, important to church, and they're very important to you. So never miss opportunity serving young people.
Amen.
Believe me, next time you have some situation, you don't come, believe me. You think that weekend is a free weekend without serving young people. But believe me, that 48 hours, about 50 hours, you don't do that much. It's just weekend passing by. Two football game, one NBA game, and then one hot dog, and then the weekend's over. But when you are here, every second, every meal, somewhat, there is some meaningful moment.
Right.
You know what happens? Your time with them becoming a part of their Christian journey. You are part of their history. When we contact the Lord, we become part of God's divine history. So that's why God really treasures us. But when we spend time with the young people, we become the part of their Christian journey and their history of their church life. So anyway, this word, important, I cannot really open. They're very important. I really mean it. They're very important. I'm recently rediscovering how important they are. So I hope you remember the importance. So now let's read the sisters, Roman number 1. Okay, ready, Roman number one. Ready, go.
We all need to know what age we are in, what the present revelation is from God, where we should be, what we should do, and what flow we should enter into. Time is short, and the day of the Lord's second coming is approaching.
Amen. So I think you understand where we are, where they are, not only divine sense, even human life, their age, what kind of stage of their life they're going through, especially you think about what kind of age they're living in. It's just incredibly dark. You know, when you try to find the dark panel, like it's just the dark, right now, so dark that you cannot find the darker than that, but age actually becoming darker than color you have. So you, when you say it's so dark, it's, sometimes it just can't be imagined. That's where they are in. And then positive side is God's move, what God is doing is incredibly going forward. Something is happening day and night. So these two sharp contrasts going, that's where young people are, exactly in the middle of it. We may not sense it, we may not have that kind of urgency, but that's what it is. That's where they are in. That's why if you have that kind of sense, when you see that young people sitting last night, we tried to take the least singing time and the young people expressionless, motionless, loveless, merciless, even some put on even pale shoes, kind of loveless. But you realize that they're called less young people, brothers and sisters, they have a chance to become age tunnels. Dispensational instruments. Well, sometimes we see it, sometimes it's okay, that's not that, but they are. So anyway, I hope that sister and the brothers too.
We cannot continue to work as we have in the past. In the past, we neglected the work with the children and the young people, and we highly regarded a general work.
Okay, never mind. I don't need to expound. Okay, I think you stand in this. But hope tonight we are not really focusing about work, children work. But I hope you paying attention. Children work. Young people work. College work. Instead of children work. Well, sounds about the same. It's totally different. Children, young people in college. Okay? Rule number three together. We must let God open our eyes to see the preciousness of the young people and their importance in God's hands. And so this maybe we can mutually fellowship together. We need the Lord's a little bit shining light. We really need the Lord. I myself have two children. Some of you know my children. My son is a 21-year-old. I cannot believe he's already 21-year-old. I still remember the day he was born. My wife and dad in the hospital. She said, why don't hold it? Like, nervous. Anyway, I saw it all then. I still remember that. Just like this. Like this small size. He was about 6-something. Now he's over 6 feet and 2 inches, something like that. Like this. And I asked, what am I supposed to do with this guy? And my wife, that's your son! Oh, okay. I just have a very strange feeling. But this small vessel, I really didn't know what am I supposed to do with him. 21 years passing by. He's a little bit taller than Daddy, right? He has become vessel. Just 21 years passing by very quickly. But now here he is. He loved the Lord. He loved to be in the church life. He liked to pursue the Lord. This, what we really talking about, is that we need to have God's eyes. When we see that these troublesome young people in front of us, we see preciousness, who they will become. Of course, they need a lot of love and shepherding. So may the Lord, the shepherd, open our eyes to have God's eyes. We need God's eyes to see who they are. We need three things. We need God's eyes to see who they are. We need God's heart to love and care for them. And then three things, eyes and heart, and then we need a new consecration to be with them. That's why they need to be with. They need us to be with them. Anyway, we can tell it more mutually later. And then let's go next page, Roman number 4. This will be everybody together, okay?
The future of the church hinges on the young people.
Amen. So this simple expression, I spent a little bit of time with the parents this morning. If you don't mind, I can spend a few more minutes here. And then please feel free to join me in. The future of the church hinges on the young people. Brothers and sisters, do you believe that?
Amen.
Do you really believe the future of the churches depends on young people?
Amen.
I know different degree of belief. Some believe more stronger. Joseph is very strong belief. That's why he's hang out with the young people. He's willing to be beaten by them, kicked by them, right? Why? He sees the young people as a future of the church. The same thing. If you see anything in our human life, if a certain thing is the future of that thing, you invest your time and energy for it. Personal life, the same thing. Company, the same thing. If some employee is the best employee for the future of the whatever company is, they invest, they prepare, they perfect, they send it somewhere so they can learn, come back, sharpen, like put the work on it so that they can constantly improve it. Eventually, the right time comes, they are the one who will bear that organization, company, whatever it is. But now, I'd like to come back. This is, brother, is a simple yet profound expression. Get the future of the church depends on, hinges on young people.
Amen.
So, I just give a few testimony so so that you don't have your own horizontal time while I'm speaking. This is not the time to have horizontal time. The time is over. This is time to stay away. But if you really feel tired, you have a full freedom to rest a little bit. But once you feel refreshed, you can come back to join us at any time. All right. So I can tell the future. What do you mean future? The word future implies time, not short time. Long time. I know some of you working, and many of you working. When you prepare the future, you don't spend about just 2 weeks to prepare the future. Because the future means usually what happens is a decade later, 20 years later. So right now, while a lot of people working on certain things, when you say I'm preparing the future, that means that some young, not quite mature yet, you start invest, perfect, and everything. So that one day, when this current folks, main guys, main people who bear the company, whatever organization, they are slowly being retired and they're drawn away, whatever reason it is, that's when you use this future. Today, you spend so much time, they start to come in, emerge to be in the main person. That's future. So future implies time, a lot. Not a short time, actually a long time. So I can give you a few stories. And I'm not trying to impress you, inspire you, but let's share the burden together. So first of all, I talk about my own son. So can you promise you're not gonna text my son, and otherwise that may be not end of my life, but at least pretty close like that. So let's cover me. So and I told a story, but because at this time I've been very applicable. I received text message from my son. He and I, not okay, really. I hope he likes me. I love him. He said he loves me, but sometimes expression is quite short. I love you. And I'm waiting for next sentence. And he came in, can I go? That's who he is. Okay. So about 3 days, 3 days ago, I received text messages, and actually 3 or 4 days, actually, with the footnote. And he said this way. This footnote reminds me of you, mom and dad. Young couple, future your children say, certain thing reminds your mom and dad, that day is a great day. Hopefully it's a good one, but whatever it is, think about me, think about mom. We receive a family text message. My wife and my heart is really beating. But he didn't say detail what it is. It's just so what it is. We are kind of anxiously kind of waiting a little bit. And then a few seconds later, text message came is with a footnote, screenshot with a highlight on it. This highlight will be the frame for me and my wife for the rest of our life, okay? So, this is what he said. But don't focus on, I'm talking about myself, I'm talking about the future of the church. Okay, oh, where is it? Oh, here, family. Okay, this phone note reminded me of you all, especially, almost including my daughter, so that she doesn't feel upset up, especially mom and dad. And the phone note is coming from Genesis chapter 4, verse 4, footnote 1. I think Joseph knows this footnote, at least. But you don't have to flip through it. I read it for you. Is it okay I can read the footnote?
Yeah.
This is a footnote. And then according to Hebrews chapter 11, 4, Abel's offering, a sacrifice, was offered to God by faith. Romans chapter 10, right? Faith comes by hearing the word of the gospel. Romans chapter 10, 17, 14. This indicates that Abel's parents, Adam and Eve, must have proclaimed to their children glad tidings that God has announced to them. Next sentence he highlighted. Like his father and mother, Abel believed the gospel, presented his offering to God according to God's revelation in the word proclaimed by his parents. Inside there. Yeah, don't worry, you're not parents, I know. That's not the point. You know what I realized? Since he was born like a little baby, until he sent this real official way with a full note, shepherd, mom and dad, it took exactly 21 years. I'm talking about when we talk about the future. This is what we are talking about. We talk about the young people, all of you, once upon a time, young people, maybe a few years ago, we're talking about this. When we shepherd the young people, it's a future. It takes time. And then I testified this morning. I didn't cry this morning, right? I was pretty good at holding my emotions. Yeah. Literally, when I read this footnote, 21 years, my wife and I did with him, all came, panoramic picture. Since he was born in a hospital, when he got in the emergency room for a reason, and that thing, when he got the first time school day, he was so nervous, and I was at the door, he held my wife's leg, and my wife said, I need to go, and then, no, you cannot go, cry. Oh, it was a mess. That first day of the kindergarten. And then he took a threaten, and he just like, and just plea. If you go in, we buy ice cream, every day. But still, the first day, he couldn't make it. All those things, probably any mom and dad have exactly the same feeling like me. And after time passed by, about 20 years later, like you, touch the Lord, enjoy the Lord, begin to see the value of the church life. And please, tonight, you can pick up that footnote with a highlight, send it to your mom and dad. And then your mom will cry, as me and my wife did. 20 years. Some young people may not take 20 years, but actually 20 years is not that long time. What I'm pointing is, when we prepare the future, which is young people, future of church young people, that's where we are. We give, we do whatever we can so we can prepare the future of the church. they take a long time, a lot of labor, almost like you did so much, looks like nothing comes out. Have you ever felt that way? You did so much, and after weekend, you did so much, only thing you receive is a complaint, like a little child. Did you ever experience it like that? I served college, Campbell College student, this is my 23 years. I did very rare time, I finger it, college student, oh, and I really appreciate your chaperone. They're rare. Most of the time, you bother me, you force me, like, you push me to go college conference. And like, I'm always just, what's wrong with that? So I, and they're like, isn't it? But now, those brothers and sisters who spend so much time, I cannot believe the brothers and sisters I used to shepherd a freshman in college. They are already almost becoming 40 years old and 41. They are the pillars among so many churches. So the same thing with the young people. They are the future of the church. Church's future depends on them. But the word future implies time, our investment, our giving. So I believe many saints faithfully gave something, impart something into you. That's why you are here. I always remind her how blessed she is because she got best mom and dad in the universe. Amen? Right, yeah, church life, we receive so much care. But now our young people need it the same. So anyway, I just want to impart this word deeply into your heart. They are the future of the church. So more than that, they need our time, they need our investment, they need our shepherding. I know it is very difficult. Never be easy. I try to shepherd young people. And then I beg him. And then, for almost 1 year, can I take you out the ice cream time? They don't want it. They said, you're too old. So anyway, I begged. Eventually, he said yes. So he came. He went. And he told me that only ice cream. Not only Christ. Only ice cream. That means don't talk about anything else other than ice cream. So I kept my promise. I took them out. Ice cream. Wow, now that's young people, they order very expensive ice cream. I'm kind of shaking my hand like, what is the cheap, isn't it? That kind of thing. You know, I usually say, I need to change my bad habit. That is, you can order whatever you want. You order under $3. Okay? But I said, like, yeah, you can order whatever. And I thought they have a consideration. This, three scoops, and topping, waffle cone, and then coming out like greater ice cream, about $8. And I'm supposed to leave. Oh, sure, very. Very good, and quickly go to the bathroom. Isn't that this thing? I do. We all withdraw. But the reason, you know why? They need that. They need a little bit take advantage of us. Almost, I don't use these words. Sometimes they really like, they use us, whatever. But actually, I never thought until recently, Lord reminded, whenever they do those kind of things to you, actually, you are receiving particular shepherding from them. Now I really enjoy. Be with them. They are one. I mean, what in the world nowadays, 14 or 15 year old young boy, hang out with a 53 year old, I'm going to confess. Next week I'm become 53. Oh my goodness. Anyway, it's not about to depress about my age. Why in the world they ever do that? But the fact that they are with me, they really help me to exercise spirit, they help me try to minister to Christ. Actually, they make my Christian life, church life stronger. Amen? Amen. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters. I really don't have anything to like. I hope you are not listening to my message. I just want to open heart. They are the future of the church. Future of the church depends on young people.
Amen.
I hope that will be our heart. Whatever you can do, I hope that we really enjoy. Some case like let me see, who is best young people growing up? I always think. How about Michael? Look at the Michael. He seems very good, right? He's very good. He may be very never caught problem and he's growing up. But not everybody like him. I know for sure, Joseph. When he was growing up, probably a lot of servants might cry. And then go back home and I never serve again. There are always young people, I mean, I don't think you did, but let's say you did. There are always some young people like that. I did the same thing. I heard nasty word from young people. So I almost like went home like this. Really like this. And the Lord came at that time. I can take that time. You said because you are bad, you try to give up. You think about your own life at his age. You are much worse than he was. I remember, I testified this into trainees when I went to speak a little bit at PTA. Lord spoke, you are much worse than he is today. Which is true. At least he read the Bible at that age. At least he tried to come to the meeting. At his age, I was not recording. My life is a mess. Mess means M-E-S-S, not M-A-S-S, M-E-S-S. The Lord was not merciful to show up to save me when I was about 25 years old. My life was going downhill, crazy. Compared to me, he is in the church life. Compared to me, he still likes to call upon the name of the Lord. So brothers and sisters, I'm not trying to say that you are here because you love the young people. But hopefully sometime when you see any kind of young people in front of us, we hope they remember they are the future of the church. And then the more pleading word is they need you. They really need you. Everybody, amen?
Amen.
Do you realize they need you?
Amen.
Especially the young people who give you a hard time. They need you most. They really do. They need you the most. Anyway, I don't. It sounds like I'm giving message. You already feel a little bit weird about that. So let's come back to our mode. It's a way of fellowship. So anyway, this is this word future is really enough. Anyway, brothers, sisters, I'm so happy that I see you here. I wish I realized the precious young people at your time, but I didn't see it. Actually, I began to see importance of children, young people, after I moved to the Midwest. Before then, day in, day out, naughty college brothers like Tim Lu. I mean, Tim is very nice, I know. But he was not always nice like today. We all know it. So I came to the Midwest, and then I got into situation, churches in need. So eventually, I started involved children. I started involved. Of course, I used to serve children a little, but not much, and the young people. I started to realize real situation they are in, what they go through. So I started involved the conference, involved the young people's the summer school of truth, going to the Brothers Fellowship, flipping through the books and the Bible. And I began to realize is everyone is precious in the church, from newborn baby all the way to whatever age. But seems the Lord's heart has a lot more on young all the way to about the 25, 30-year-old. Because Lord can do something, prepare vessel, sanctify, useful to the master, prepared, ready for every good work. So that's where we are involved. So while you are receiving care as a young college student, and even young couple need a lot of supply. Amen?
Amen.
Really? Yeah. Okay. But you can only order ice cream up to $3. You know that. Maybe not $3. You just pay by yourself. But, you know, we all need the shepherding. Yeah? While you are receiving shepherding, college students need the shepherding, and young people need the shepherding, and children need the shepherding. So, because that's where the Lord can do something, a lot of them. Anyway, since I'm not giving mess, I'm more like imparting the feeling into you. Whatever you can do, a little bit time here, a little bit your prayer, a little bit kind word, even though you don't feel like to say it like that, just smiling. I'm really, young people coming to the, like, have you seen young people like this? What about your church young people? Maybe Columbus young people is maybe worse. They come in this way in the meeting hall. And then sitting, they, in their eyes, they have only one row is real. It's called last row. And sitting like this. Initially, 5 seconds. And then like this. And then like this. And then like this. And what do they do? Where is my... Then like this. They feel like they're reading the hymnal.net, but actually not. And then like this. Like a submarine, the first time's coming out like this, and then talk. And then, average, one time I calculate, average young people go to the bathroom like 4 times, 5 times. They never go to the bathroom when they watch the football, but once Golden Money come, I don't know why, they all look so good. And then I deliver when they, one time I delivered like this. I went to the bathroom like this. All of them right there. So I said, hey, I want the young people to come right in the back. That's where they're available. Is it only young people in Columbus like this? Or maybe Chicago's not like that, right? Chicago's always like, amen, Jesus is alive. I think more or less a lot the same. Yeah. And then they come in. But you know what? And then one day the Lord showed me that I will use these people to come back.
Amen.
I'll gain these people to build up my body. Not the people you are looking for. The people right in front of your eyes, I will use this kind of people to do something, to dispense myself, to shepherd them through the church. I will use these people to turn the age. I will use these people, the church going on, I will use these people to satisfy my heart's desire.
Amen.
You are looking for other kind of people? Go ahead. But I'll use these people. These people, right in front of your eyes, having great time at the bathroom. These people, I will use them. A lot of people like that. So, it was a major change in my heart. Through those period of time, I saw young people. So before then, I like this. Expressionless, always a complaining kind of thing. We some brothers we come together, we just spend a little. These people, right in front. Young people in your church is the best. Can we proclaim that? Young people in my church is the best. Ready, go.
Young people in my church is the best.
Sisters.
Young people in my church is the best.
Max.
Young people in the church in Oak Lawn
is
the best.
Amen. Okay. This is not just proclamation. This is real. Amen. And this is a fact. Young people you are shepherding are the best. Amen.
Amen.
Young people in Columbus who come in expressionless and then sitting down. And then young people, I see it in the bathroom, they are the best for me to shepherd. So the Lord used those people to accomplish his goal.
Amen.
How about we have that kind of new view? They are the best.
Amen.
Whenever I see you, you are the best serving one.
Amen.
How come no response? I really believe you are the best one.
Amen.
But don't say I'm the best, my older brother. Kind of. I'm not. But I want to be. So, May the Lord will shepherd us together. We bear the burden together.
Amen.
I'm really thankful again and again to you all that you came here during weekend to be with the young people. Even I know one time, now there's a brothers conference, they put me in the older brothers kind of building. They put all of us at the building, mainly using for patients to see kind of like, what is this, what do you call it?
Like,
health center. The ones walking on one time, I know some alcohol smell. Is somebody sick here? And I look, oh, this is hospital. So we all of us, Brother Mighty Robert, and maybe all the like, anyway, I'm there. I don't know how I got into that group, but I love, please, tell me. I really love brothers. And Maria, we really love you. Young people, I used to be with young people in Kevin. I barely sleep maybe 2 hours a night. So it's difficult. Sleep less, and then a lot of things. But I hope the Lord may shepherd you to see value and importance and then preciousness. And also you may be of the Lord, you will use these young people to turn the age for your heart's desire.
Amen.
Not people, nice people out there, people right in front of our eyes.
Amen.
So I give a little testimony and I may stop here. I like the evening. One time, I realized I'm worse full-timers in whole recovery. I pray about it. I got convicted by the Spirit. I thought convicted by the Spirit. Okay, I became clear. I better quit. So I request the fellowship time with the Brandon Norton. So Brandon Norton, we said, dine and dine. He was so busy, but this poor guy always have something. I spoke on and on and on how bad I am, how bad I am. I just on and on and on. He just, certain point, I can tell he was very tired of it. Eventually, I stopped. But, what about that brother? Don't you think Joseph is, he's gifted, he knows how to play volleyball, and then he's very good, and he can be very useful, but I don't know how to play volleyball, I only keep the peanuts and go to kind of watching somebody else's game, and on like this. And eventually, but then, so I basically tried to convince him to, basically, I'm done. And then I keep saying, this brother, that brother, and eventually he just started, Andrew. I'd like to ask for one thing. Now I ask Eddie, he said, all those brothers you mentioned there, wonderful brothers. Yes, better than you are. You know what I said? They're not available to serve you. But you, right in front of me, maybe the worst. But you are here willing to serve with me. I just serve with whoever willing to serve with me. And he asked me, would you like to serve with me? You know what I said? And all of a sudden, yeah, sure. And he said, can we go with the coordination? So that's the end. So I saw something, you know, there out there so many good material cocoa, young people that prepare it is. You know? They're not that important to us. You know who's the most important people? Young people right in front of them, whether they give you heart, they are with us. They are available for us to shepherd. They are available for us to do something. They are open for us to share something. Even though it sounds, looks like they don't listen to us, but believe me, they listen every day. They're sharper than we are. They remember everything. They just don't respond until they feel like respond. But sometimes the time they feel like respond come 10 years later, 15 years later, maybe like my son, 21 years later. We never know. But they're receiving. They, whoever available in front of us so that we can shepherd, they are the person we labor. Most precious, important. So brothers, sisters, I know some localities bigger, other localities small. God loves all these young people in your church. God loves all the children. I fully believe. I mean, I'm not forcing you what I believe to you today. Every child, every baby, every young people, every college in the church life, God given gift to the church. Because they are worthy. They deserve our shepherding. That just their condition, they may not be the best to us temporarily. But believe me, they are the best. They are really good. But they just need us. What? But please don't do what you cannot do. You know, some brothers and sisters like bear so much, like they almost like a bear become buried and you cannot look at them. No, and God never asked, just do what you can do with a loving heart, with a little smiling face. It means a lot to them. Their life is so difficult already in society, in God, and then they come to the church, they know how much they are not good. Young people, they try to fit into the church life to pick up, but it's not that easy. They're always looking for some warm face, like a Tim and Joseph and next brother and next brother. They are looking for some warm air for us. Didn't you look for that when you are young people? You're not young. So that's it. I determined. So I did every Lord's morning at the meeting hall. Other people. Greeting, I don't greet them. I mean, not because I don't love them. I'm looking for young people, smile. Did you have like an experience? I do all the time. And I chase after them. They're like, I do all the time. Hi, and I'm like, hi, this. I sit right up there. They move the chair, and I move the chair. Those boys? It's just a couple of them, they start to open to me. They say, hey, I go out there. Okay, I take your feelings. I'll eat your ice cream for you. For me, kind of thing. That's where they are. So hope this simple word is not just opening my heart to you. That young people in front of your eyes, at the meeting hall, at the home meeting. Looks like when you go to home meetings, young people in the back door doing what? Like, I heard that certain game name, they probably, I'm not gonna name it, but I just found out a few weeks ago, and everybody was like, where have you been? Are you like Stone Age? You don't know their game. So I told them, I don't know their game, and that's the moment, like, on the news, like, Andrew doesn't know their game, kind of thing. They're in it. But deep within, they are looking for us. We find a way. The only thing is, I just kind of wonder. Young people don't know how to express what kind of need they have. Like a baby. They have some need. When you're young, you have some need, right? Well, you're still a little younger, but I think you are. Pretty good. Very good. Okay. So you have some need, but they have no capacity to express what they exactly need. The way they express their need, not everybody, but some young people, I can really hear this. I hate it. I don't like it. Food is terrible. This conference is so boring. Church life, I don't want to be here. I know, none of you said it like that. I know, I fully believe. Young people, I don't know. So for a while, I believe they don't like church life. They don't like the saint. They don't like a home meeting. They don't like the steak I cook. They don't like anything. And sometimes I cook twice a year. I always cook steak. So we call it steak night at Chosun. I always afraid that not many people to show up. But, I have more leftover for myself. But that age is over. My wife knew after 23 marriage like that. She wants the leftover, she seal it. So that I cannot open it. You know, seal it in the freezer. Okay, that's totally married life, right? So, you know, young people, the really like that. You know what? Recently, I started to realize there's just superficial outside thick layer. But David, once you find a way a little bit, ice fishing kind of cut and getting into that a little below that, they have an enormous, almost uncontrollable openness to us. do they need help. Yet they do not know how to express what they need. So many times they express it in the way of indifference, in the way of complaining, in the way of I don't like it. Some use a strong word like I hate it, kind of. I feel bored. But that means I need your shepherding. So I begin to realize I need to interpret totally opposite way. When they complain, I don't like you. My parents are tested. You know what I mean? You know, wow, then he really likes me. Right then? And then like, right it. And then over just a little bit of time, and eventually they're open, little by little, to all of us. The saints, regardless of whatever it takes, it is brothers, sisters, they are the future of the church. They really need us, need our shepherding. But only thing is that this is a little bit urgent. Yeah, at the same time, I'm not going to feel pressure, but time sensitive. They are not forever young people. They're only a few years young people. They need to receive something particular shepherding according to their age. You can shepherd him 10 years later, but that particular time you can shepherd your people, that time is done. Their opportunity is over. Doesn't mean Lord doesn't have a second chance. But Lord is, if the Lord can do something through our shepherding during that time, the Lord can accomplish so much within them. Mm-hmm. You know why I serve full time? And then I sit down. You know, I tell you. In college, I was not Christian. I never read the Bible. I'm not a good parent. But all in my testimony, children remember what they are convenient to remember. I was a very bad student. I just started to realize there is God's existence and the importance of living by at the end of my college, time is over. So I'm always look back to college. I wish I can go back to college and today we can read the Bible and speak of the Bible. So the indirect way I decided was I decided to serve for time from college, to shepherd the college student so that they can do what I didn't. This way of timing matter. You can study when you're becoming 67 years old. But if you study when you're in college, did you hear me? If you study when you're in college, you can accomplish so much. There is timing matter, time sensitive. If we can shepherd whatever we can do when they are young people, I think what they can get is tremendous. So, anyway, this is very random, but I do it. I'm not giving you a message. I hope we touch one another's heart. Mm-hmm. You cannot do it by yourself. That's why we need a group of brothers together. Mm-hmm. We can bear. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, we can bear all the young people upon our shoulder. Mm-hmm. You know what is my New Year resolution this year? I heard a lot of heart-aching stories, young people living church life. Young people doing church life. So some church, only 50% church remain. Some people, some church said 30% remain in church life. So my New Year resolution, you know, Lord, I'd like to see through our shepherding, our laboring, our community, what about all the young people in the church? I'm talking about 100%. They remain, they go on in the church life, even if they become useful. Prepare for God's every good work for His economy. Amen. That's my New Year goal. Would you like to join me?
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, you are more useful than you are very useful to them. They don't look up to me, they look up to you. But you are a little bit kind. I know you're busy with school and work, just a little bit, even 5 minutes, with a kind boy. Hey, Richard, how are you doing at school? Just kind voice. Whatever you can do, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. Eventually, they will preserve and they can go on in the church. They can overcome so many temptations and even can become useful lesson. Amen. How about I stop here? I think this is, I believe, really enough. Did you touch my heart a little bit?
Amen.
I really like you. because you're here. I don't mean I don't like the saints if we didn't come. But one thing is for sure, I love you, I like you, I treasure you, because you are here so we can have this kind of fellowship. Mm-hmm. I don't fellowship with the angels. I fellowship with the brothers and sisters who are willing to serve with me, mm-hmm. with one another, so we can bear the burden together.
Amen.
Okay, I'll stop here, brothers and sisters. I don't know what is next. I already spent, I'm sorry if I spent more than I should spend.
It's okay, yeah. We have a little time.
Yeah.
So the next thing on the schedule is we will have a activity time back in the other hall. But we probably have about 20 minutes. We can have a little bit of fellowship. Activity time, young people, they love to play. So this is one of their favorite times for the whole camp. And this year, at the end of activities, can you bring all the young people back to the meeting room? Because we're going to have a drawing. We're going to have a raffle for the window challenge. Some of you heard about it. But we have about 20 minutes here. I wonder if there's anybody like to share something either of your experience, either as a serving one or even as a young person, things that you're learning or things that have helped you.
Well, Jesus, I'm learning. I feel bad. This is my first time. I haven't served winter camp since Hannah was in 7th grade. And I
wow.
It's been a really long time, and that's really bad. But, I'm starting to realize, maybe like Brother Andrew realized later, that I spend a lot of my time serving on the college campuses. I'm starting to realize, actually, that is not a separate work from the young people's work. I feel like we go to college trainings, we get a lot of emphasis about college students, this is the target, the freshman, that's like the bullseye. But you know what, it's really hard to have campus work without church kids who come in to help labor with you.
Yeah.
And actually, we don't get that if we lose all our YP.
Yeah.
And actually, how profitable we are on the campus is actually quite a small percentage. Think of how many tracts you hand out, maybe a few thousand, and you maybe get a return of less than 1% that actually go on to meeting with the saints. You know what is really profitable? Taking care of our YP. Much better percentage than less than 1%. You know, it's actually, so this is actually where we should focus a lot of our energy and a lot of our prayer. And to neglect it is irresponsible. And not caring for the Lord's work. And, I don't know, I'm being emotional. But I've been burdened, at least in my locality, we just have 2 high school students. And I don't know how to get to them. I mean, Hannah's a lot better than I am, probably because she's younger. But it's like, I don't know, it's like, yeah, I'll teach you guitar. And then they don't want to go play guitar. They fall asleep while we're playing guitar. It's like, Sam, anyway, she's like, falling asleep on the piano. I don't know what to do. It's like, these are free lessons. And I don't know. Oh, Lord, I'm such a failure. And I just gave up. And then but you know what I'm realizing? I get desperate before the Lord, like, Lord, how do I help them see that you are real? Right? How do I help? That's like, I'm just like, how do we help the young people see that the Lord is real, you know, to them? And how do I help them see that the Lord loves them? You know, because that would keep them. But you know what they see? All they see is us. So how are they going to see the Lord is real? They're going to see you. You are real to them. Your love for them can be real. And if they see that, that's how they start to see the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they start to hear, have the hearing of faith, because it's spoken to them by seeing you. They don't know how to read their Bible or find the Lord, and so they have just you. So I'm just kind of desperate that we would be those who testify Christ, be the acting God before them, and just be a testimony that they would really find the Lord in a real way. Amen.
Sorry, brothers. Can you give me 5 more minutes?
It's okay.
Otherwise, I may go home while driving 9 hours. I missed the most important point that I'm getting. Okay. I'll be very brief.
Okay.
It never be small thing. I emphasize this matter with the parents. I almost begged it. Never be small thing you can take care of young people in the church. You may not have a big capacity. That's okay. Actually, Lord is not expecting you to become big capacity. Lord, just give you a little power to do that church in Philadelphia. Just one young person with a heart, with your prayer and give what you have. Just, you don't have to give a lot. Just, if you have something in the Lord, you give that thing to the Lord. Give to him. Just one person. I recently really reconsidered, you know, I'm involved with so many different coordination, logistics, food order. Once upon a time, I thought like either when I'm serving full time or I'm going like a restaurant business, like a church, office kind of thing. I've been to many, many different coordinating logistics, but recently I got so much, you know, because taking care of one young person in the church means a lot. But believe me, when you take care of one young person, actually, you think only you do the very little thing in the church, and Robert heard this story a million times, but I'm never tired of it. When you take care of one young person in the church, whether it can be junior high school, high school, or college, just when you take on one, actually, that's the way you shepherd for the church. You take care of one young person, you shepherd his parents or her parents. When you shepherd the one young person, you shepherd his peers. When you shepherd a young person, actually, you shepherd the church. So, there are so many things to do in the church, but let's never lose sight of how important you take care of another vessel, just one. If the Lord gives you more capacity, you can go to Satan. But let's start with the one particular person. You give your heart, you give your love, and invest a little bit of money, you invest your just one person. Can you take care of one person? Husband, can you take care of your wife? Can you, Ben?
Learn it.
Young, one person is never be small number. I thought, oh, I'm 2,800 people coming for National College training. One person. What's the big deal? 2,399 and then 2,599. Oh, it's one person. Who cares? God never died. God cared that one person. That's how he started. And recently I read the Gospels, so that's how God started his life, with one particular person. Most likely, their condition may not be good at all. Just one person. So I tell one story, and then if your time is up, raise your hand. I'm trying to be quick. I tell this story so many times, I thought I might be tired, but I can't. I really enjoy it. Luke chapter 15. Okay, Robert. Here you are. He heard already 10 times, publicly, privately, whatever. Okay. Luke chapter 50, you're talking about 100 sheep, and then one out of 100, whatever, what they call it, we call it lost sheep. Like a stray goes somewhere at the corner. It just exactly sounds like Max used to do that, right? They just go somewhere, and like everybody's doing good, the Max got doing it. I'm just using it, so don't take it personal, okay? Yeah, just an example. You want me to use somebody else?
No, it's fine.
Okay, just like Max is he and I have a particular history. We were on college training, so I can use him a little bit. He owes something to me, sorry. Okay, so let's say one day Max was not doing well. So he, church, right, meeting, no, okay. So he becomes lost sheep. What did the shepherd do? So all you are 99. Wonderful shit, very good. You spent his best. So you are here, you enjoy fellowship, and then look at the mat, 2 miles away, just like this. They don't disappear right away, just little by little, step by step. Amen, Jesus is the Lord. And then they disappear, but they want to make sure that they come back a little bit like this, a little bit like this. So then no one chase after you. Yes, kind of thing. So he wants to make sure like this. And then sometimes he comes. And then maybe he probably said 20 seconds and then he comes back drifting away. You know? So this is a lordship. What did the shepherd do? Okay, you guys good. Thank you. So stay here. Don't go anywhere. This is the best food in front of them. Enjoy until I come back. Turn around. He went to pick up. I don't know. Max was resistant. Lord, I don't want to go back. Please let's go with him. Maybe Lord may let's go. So I put it, they come back. Okay, this is my question. I'm convicted, I'm being convicted almost daily basis. What do you think? You, all of you, when you see me holding the mats coming back, like this, joyfully, happily, and rejoicing, heaven is open, singing going on, what do you think you're thinking about in your mind? What are you going to think? This is bad. Jesus, you're wasting your time and energy. Leave him alone. Do you think you think that way? No. Totally. What do you think? He's really not good. But Jesus went after him, picking him up, come back. You know what, Peter? You most likely think, you know, we all of us think this way. Even though we are enjoying the Lord deep within, you know how many young people think, I'm doing okay today, but you know what, tomorrow I may not be okay. But kind of always a pleasure. But when they see Lord holding the mat upon him coming back, they feel like, wow, my shepherds even go after person like him, holding shoulder, coming back, happy, rejoicing. Don't you feel you are in the best place? Even if I be like him tomorrow, my shepherd will do the exact same thing. Are you with me? So when we shepherd a young person, one young person, actually the whole church, all the young people, everybody looking at what we are doing. Because we are willing to go after him, some young one, no one pay attention to, call, try to, and then young person bang the door so you can come back home. You think nobody see it? Not only God sees it. Everyone know about it. I testified this one time. I was working and then I received a text message. I'm driving text message. Ha 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 ha. And then, this is what you are doing. This is what you said, right? I just said it to a person right there. How did they know what I'm talking? He was secretly taking a Snapchat video and Snapchat everywhere, and everyone looking at it. That's what it is today. So even though you shepherd only one person, whatever happening, you're genuine care for that person. Everybody knows. But when you really do shepherd one particular with your heart and prayer, pouring out something into him, most of the young people are like, wow. Brother, you go really take care of your person like him. If I become like him, I'm not that bad like him, but if I'm going away, you know what? He will come. He will chase after me. He will not let me go. This is good. Brothers and sisters, this is a great point. We need to recover this kind of confidence among young people. But how we do that? Start with the one person. Pour out your heart. Love them. Spend a little time. Go a little bit more time. They want half an hour? Give them 45 minutes. As young people know. And then eventually become animals. So recently, I changed my way to serve. Whoever available, that person is a VIP to me. They give me 1 hour, I like to give whatever I have. Because they are the one opportunity given to me. He's a college student, adult, it doesn't matter. Yesterday, 2 days ago, I had a breakfast, 2 weeks of breakfast with one person, one young couple. So discouraged, and she's kind of going away out of the church life. I beg him, let's meet. No time. Let's meet. No time. Let's meet. No time. And how about 6 a.m.? He said, he couldn't say no time. So we met at 6 a.m. at Starbucks coffee. I bought. He make more money than I do. But I'm the one who bought breakfast. I kind of experienced like John chapter 21. When after fishing, I have to go like, here you go. This is fishy. You. I'm not like that. But anyway, I bought the coffee. The same thing. He ordered expensive coffee like that again, and then hey, we just talk half an hour. That's it. You need to go to work. I need to go to work. Okay, go. Since that time, and I, something happened. Just paying attention. He started to, hey, I enjoy this verse. I didn't do anything. I didn't persuade them. I didn't threaten them. Just had a coffee and then smile. Hey, brother, how are you doing? One person. One young person in your eyes, one young people in your locality means a lot in God's eyes. Taking that one is never be small. Brother says, if we can take care of young people in this room, just one, and then if you have bigger capacity, two, we can cover all the young people on the other side of the building. They receive particular intimate care from all of us. We can get all of them. Brother says, that's my hope, my prayer. I'd like to get all of them. Losing one is too big. We have a 70% remaining church life. Nothing to be excited. What about the other 30%? But to gain all 100%, start with one person. Robert, take care of one. Amen?
Amen.
I consecrate myself, take care of one. And then him, Joseph, and everyone, take care of one. Temporarily, they may be naughty. Temporarily, they may not respond to you. Believe me. If you take care of them, 4 or 5 years, still they don't respond to you. You know what I'm going to say? Take care of a 6 year. Well, that's all I say. And then if I spend my 10 years, they don't respond to me. Most of it, I will say, let's go to the 11th year. If we have this kind of arrogant spirit, these precious vessels respond to you. And respond to what? And respond to the Lord, and respond to you. So, brothers, you can tell, I have so much feeling. Taking care of one person, never be the small thing in the church life. Let's start with this. But your heart, your prayer, you give something, whatever you have, down the road, you gain their heart. Man, can you join me? I join you? And then I start to have a pressure habit nowadays. Just what's your name?
Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Who is in your heart? Can you name me? I'm not saying perfect. Sorry for that. That's what I do. I want to know, whenever I say, I want them to say exact name. Instead of like, I love young people. Yeah, sounds really good to me, but sounds really bad at the same time. I want to hear the name. If once someone's name is in your heart, believe me, Lord is very excited. One time you woke up, I woke up early in the morning. What about him? I just, zombie condition. Like, Lord, where is he? I didn't see him. Prayers were missed. And the next morning, wake up, first thing I do is, hey, where are you? No response for sure. Father, eventually, warmed up, he responded to me. Just it takes 6 months, that's all. Brothers and sisters, particular name, heart, person, their condition in our heart. Can you consider yourself taking one young person in your church? How about raise your hand? Can we do that? Take one?
Yeah.
I join you. Please join me. I think the Lord can do something very special in the among all the churches in Chicago, whatever, all this west side of the Midwest. I like to see it. All the young people in the church, one after the other, come to me. Hey, brother, I go to training. Hey, brother, I go to this city. I'll be in the church. Hey, brother, I start to shepherd the young people. It sounds like a dream. It shouldn't be a dream. It must be real among us.
Amen.
That's my prayer for. Brothers, sisters, let's join together. Amen. Take care of one person at a time. Eventually, Lord can get fully.
Amen.
I'm sorry, I just speak, but forgive me. Joseph, one person.
Amen.
You can read, I have name in my heart. Text him, pray for him. I do whatever it takes. And then one time I said, hey, I said, oh, what are you doing? He's a little boy. If you just give me a chance to buy ice cream for you. And then he said, this is weird. You know what? Sure. Interesting is, all this he didn't say. Once he said sure, without realizing, his heart got open to me. 90% charge is done. I Sorry, I'm a little bit weird, guys. I'm doing whatever you say. Please, I almost said, please. Can't Don't be around that guy. Iranian people love it. Pilots do them. So I said one. One? Our God is one. But please, one young person into your heart. Sorry, Rabbi Rasta.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, perfect timing, actually. How about let's have a little prayer with our neighbors? So good to be in the fellowship.
Amen.
Yeah. I know brother actually is a humble brother, but I think this time together, the fellowship he brings to all of us, the parents, you serving ones, I think the Lord is encouraging us, right? So let's keep praying that we have the shepherd's heart to go after that one. And I think as we learn to shepherd others, really, really, the Lord is shepherding us as well. Amen. Let's go to